Thank you, Mike.
Hey.
That's it. Sorry, y'all. No. Lyndall told me I had to get up here and talk. But he didn't tell me what I had to talk about. So I thought I'd tell you what I did today. I went to Bernie's. So, no, seriously. Bernie gave me a lot of good ideas of what to do tonight. She told me to come in some of Mike Jackson's old work boots, some of those big old combat boots, and talk about how beautiful the feet are. But that just wasn't me. So y'all are just going to have to get what I have to say, and it's not much, but it comes from the heart.
Amen.
And I really, most of y'all know me and have known me for a long, long time, but there's a few of you here that don't know me at all or haven't known me for very long, so I kind of just wanted to give you a little testimony first. Amen. Of I'm just a sinner that was saved by grace November 1974.
Amen.
I was grounded here in this church. I was taught by Lyndall mostly. But the Lord gave Eddie and I a different opportunity than most of the missionaries here. When we got saved, Eddie was in the Army, and we were allowed to go to a lot of different places. And we were trained under a lot of different pastors. And, you know, it's kind of like going through boot camp in the Army or something. The Lord really used each of the churches that we were in.
Amen.
Each of them taught us something different. Here at 602, which wasn't 602 then, it was just a little old shack up the road, we were taught a lot of doctrine. We were taught the Word of God and how to stand on our own two feet and how to judge what different men say by the Word of God. And then we went over to Germany and we learned some commitment. We learned how to stay committed ourselves, and that we needed to teach our children commitment.
Amen.
Even when we didn't feel like it. And then we learned how to love the brethren, even those that we don't really know that well, how to love them and pray for them. And then we learned how to love the family and how to be the parents we ought to be, or they showed us. We're still working on that one. And everywhere the Lord's taken us, he's just taught us something different. And now we're down in Mexico. But, you know, before we got to Mexico, it started here in San Antonio. We came back from Germany, and we began going out and witnessing to our neighbors and on the job and door knocking, going through Somebody Cares. And we didn't just all of a sudden go to Mexico and start being missionaries.
That's right.
And neither did any of the missionaries here. But yet we don't want to be put up on a pedestal either, because we could fall just like everybody else. You know, we really need your prayers.
Amen.
As missionaries, we get discouraged real easy. And sometimes it's even harder, because like us, we're in Lagos, and all we have is Adrian and Arlene. And sometimes it gets real lonely, the four of us. And sometimes we need a letter from home.
Amen.
To encourage us. And we appreciate all the letters that we get, really. And we appreciate them. We thank you for them. And one example of the letters that encourages us is out on the foyer out there from Pam and Dennis. And But we need your prayers, because like the song says, you know, prone to wonder. We get real prone to wonder. Down on the mission field, I'm a wife. I'm a helpmate for my husband. I'm a mother to my children. I help Eddie when I can, knock on doors. I stand on the street when he street preaches. But I don't have the opportunity, like a lot of the women, to go all the time, because I teach my children at home. Where we're at, it just seems like the best for our children at this time that I stay at home and I teach them through a correspondence course. And I think it's good for the kids. It's good for me. And it takes up a lot of time, and it takes a lot of work, and it can get discouraging too, because like when Adrian and Arlene are up here, I have to do my housework, I have to teach the children, and then I try and go with Eddie also to the Bible studies, and I come home real tired, but I have to keep going. And just being tired can be discouraging. But it says over in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of truth. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I exhort you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for us, to pray for each of the missionaries,
Amen.
Not just Eddie and I, but pray for all the missionaries, that the Lord would open the doors in Lagos. And then he'd also help me with my Spanish. My Spanish isn't as good as the rest of them, but I haven't been down there as long as the rest of them either. But my heart desires to speak real well.
Amen.
And I desire to be more in the work as my children get older, but I need the Spanish to do it. Last time I tried to tell somebody how to make an apple pie, I told them to put in a rabbit instead of cinnamon. So I really need the prayers. But I do. I mean, you walk through the market and tell them to spit on you instead of excuse me, you know. Y'all pray for my Spanish. But I do ask you to pray for us. You know, the Bible says in James that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Your prayers do good.
Amen.
And we need your prayers. We ask you for your prayers.
Amen.
And also I'd like to say one more thing. It's in Hebrews. I want to thank all of y'all for your hospitality while we're up here, for
Amen.
Your love and your generosity, putting up with us and our kids, and just your giving. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister.
Amen.
Thank you.